This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we bring you music that's fun for kids and adults. The Okie Dokie Brothers are a Grammy Award-winning children's music act that recently relocated to the Twin Cities area. We caught up with them at Boats and Bluegrass 2014 at Prairie Island Campground in Winona, Minnesota. KQAL's Nick Strand visits with members of the band about how nature trips are a source of songwriting inspiration, how video has impacted their audience, and more. You're listening to The Live Feed.
If we can start it off, if you just want to introduce yourself, and since there's only two of you, you can maybe describe what you look like, because you kind of have binaries here. You have dark face, white face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Justin Lansing. I play the banjo for the Okie Dokie Brothers, and I have a blackish brown beard and brown eyes.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I would say more blackish beard.
Black beard.
Yeah, you're black beard. I'm Joe Maylander. I play guitar for the Okie Dokie Brothers, and I have I barely have a beard, and I have blonde hair, blue eyes.
That's perfect. So how did you guys meet? Because you've known each other since you were 3 years old.
Yeah, that's right. We've known each other since we were three, and we grew up in Denver, Colorado together. Our families were in the same parish together, so we met through mutual friends, and I think our sisters were in the same kindergarten class together or something like that.
Very cool.
So what got you guys into music then? Were you studying together? I mean, you guys were friends. Were you playing when you were young, or how did that happen?
Well, yeah, I had started some guitar lessons and was having an okay time, but I think I had the idea of getting Justin a guitar too, so that we could actually kind of play music together and start a band. So he picked up guitar and then slowly moved to banjo, and so he'd always just been making bands since high school, and then throughout college and after college is kind of how we wound up doing the Okie Dokie Brothers.
So you kind of got roped into it. Every high school kid seems like he's in a band for at least a week, but you guys stuck with it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was something about learning with somebody else. You know, there's this kind of mutual, I don't know if you want to call it competition, but like you're learning from each other and like trying to learn things that the other person is learning or whatever it is. It ends up, you know, pushing you to become a real musician. And that's what happened with us in high school.
What drove you guys to folk music, or more specifically, kind of that kids vibe that you guys have?
Oh, well, first of all, I mean, on the folk music and kind of that bluegrass or old-time sound, growing up in Colorado at the time, there was kind of that bluegrass revival going on in Boulder and, you know, with Yonder Mountain String Band and the
Bluegrass. Where art thou?
Yeah, and the bluegrass festivals up there and Telluride and whatnot. We would hang out at those types of places, and we started, you know, picking a little bit more, and we were in a bluegrass and folk. Actually, it was more of a folk rock band for about 4 or 5 years through college, doing the bars and cafes and things like that. But what we noticed is we really liked community engagement and getting the audience participating in the music. So that whole kind of participatory culture of making music lent itself really well to family shows and getting kids involved in every song that we were singing, whether it was call and response or like hand motions or dances or whatnot.
No, that auction and the train was so cool. The kid at the front of the line, he was so happy to be doing that. And then some of the adults got involved too. So that's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I think we should give away a prize for this next song.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Anybody out there like prizes?
Okay.
It's free.
Yeah. Let's just do this. Instead of just giving it away, though, we are going to auction it off. We're going to have an auction right now, okay? For those of you that don't know what an auction is, it's where grown-ups go, right? They place bids on certain things. The price goes higher and higher. They end up spending too much money on something ridiculous, usually.
Yes, something they may not even want.
True.
Sometimes.
Hopefully you will want this thing, and of course it's free. This is a free auction. You don't need any money to participate. That's right. If you want to place a bid on that thing, all you got to do is put a number one in the air. Show me what that looks like. Put a number one up there.
Yep. One.
That's a bid. If you want to place a higher bid, you just switch hands.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that shows us you're serious about bidding. Then see other people bidding, you want a bid higher, you switch back.
Back.
And forth. And back. And forth. And back. And forth. And back. And forth. As fast as you can. That's what bidding looks like. We're looking for the most enthusiastic and energetic bidders out there. Whoever catches our eye will walk away with this CD. Dancing is allowed. All right.
This is a fast song, so get those fingers out. Get them ready.
All right. Here we go.
We'll start the bidding at $25. Can I get a $25? Thank you, sir. Now keep it alive with $35. Give it a nice holler. Did I hear 40 from the lady in green? It's a $40 bid, but you gotta be seen. $45 in the back, making $55 from the man in the black. Now 60. Don't get yourself left behind. Now we've got $75, but you can't change your mind. I'm looking for 85 chance of a lifetime. 95, give me a lifeline. Do it, 100, heck of a deal. We give 100, that's a steal. Now there it is. $100 can't be a no-show. Gotta be bold if the bid's gonna hold. One once, going twice. Now it's sold. It's sold.
It's sold. Sold. It's sold. Sold. It's sold. Who's it gonna be? Ooh. I wanna see you guys come up here to the dance floor, right here in the front, and I wanna see your best dance moves, alright? We're gonna see who can get this CD by catching our eye. Are you ready? Here we go!
We'll start the bidding at $25. Can I get a $25? Thank you, sir. Now keep it alive with $35. Give it a nice holler. Did I hear 40 from the lady in green? It's a $40 bid, but you gotta be seen. $45 in the bag, making $55 on the man in black. Now 60. Don't get yourself left behind. Now we've got $75, but you can't change your mind. I'm looking for 85 chance of a lifetime. 95, give me a lifeline. Do it here, 100, heck of a deal. We give 100, that's a steal. Now there it is, $100 in the back row. $100 can't be a no-show. Gotta be bold if the bid's gonna hold. Going once, going twice. Now it's sold. It's sold.
It's sold. It's sold. It's sold. Who's it gonna be?
It's sold. It's sold. It's sold.
It's sold. It's sold. It's sold. Reach, 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 reach. Hands down. First of all, big round of applause for all of our bidders out there.
Yes.
Woo!
That was amazing. I'm out of breath.
I'm sweating.
They must be too.
That was tough, yeah. But you know what? We have to pick a winner, okay? True. This is the toughest part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
So many good dancers out there and bidders, but we have to do it. I'm going to say this young lady in the pink, like, right there. Yeah, pink tank top right there. Yeah, what's your name? London, are you good at catching, or is this guy next to you good at catching? Maybe? Yeah? We're going to throw it to this guy. Give it up for London.
You're listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Boats and Bluegrass 2014 with Grammy Award-winning children's band, the Okie Dokie Brothers. We now return to our interview with bandmates Joe Maylander and Justin Lansing, hosted by Nick Strand.
Can you take me kind of through the creative process? You guys do a little bit of traveling while you write? That sounds like it's kind of an adventure.
Yeah, so we take trips to inspire our music, our songs. And our first trip was a canoe trip down the Mississippi River, which is right behind us as we speak. Kind of cool. And we went from Minneapolis down to St. Louis, canoeing and camping and writing songs. So mostly songs about the river and about our experience out there. Just thinking that being outside in nature is a good way to get inspired, you know?
Yeah, so then we did another trip on the Appalachian Trail. We were out there hiking for a month and writing songs about the old-time mountain music of Appalachia. And then next, we're heading out west to do a horse-packing trip through the Rockies and along the Continental Divide to kind of write a Western record. So these are the types of regions and cultures that kind of inspire the theme for each album.
Covering all forms of transportation. You started with water, moved to feet, and now you're doing horses.
You got it.
Anything planned after that? Helicopters, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, hot air balloons. We're actually thinking we're just going to keep it a trilogy, you know, of the adventure album three albums there, and then we've got some other ideas for other types of tunes for kids and families.
Very cool. You guys do a lot of videos too on your website. Those are a lot of fun. So how has that kind of been? Has that gotten a pretty good response with the videos, getting the kids and stuff involved?
I think so. I mean, once kids are able to see us like on video on their TV screen, that they get a DVD and see us up there, they kind of have a different view of us, you know, and we become this kind of different thing, you know, something that they can't touch, they can look up to. And then when they see us in person after we play a concert, it's kind of exciting, you know.
Yeah, you become real then. That's the best part that can come up. And it seemed like a lot of kids, you guys got a lot of responses at the end of this. You got a lot of kids coming up and giving you hugs or talking with you. What was that like?
Well, we always try to, you know, be real with kids. And even though, you know, on the DVDs, they might not kind of put it together that these guys are real friends that live in the real world. So when they do meet us, you know, we don't like talking down to kids or putting on a kiddie voice or anything like that. We treat them just like friends. And that's what we have always kind of thought of our name, the Okidoki Brothers, that we're just kind of older brothers. We're not parental figures or authority figures of any sort. We're just there to have some fun and maybe show them some cool things about nature and inspire them to get out there and be themselves, you know, and be authentic.
I mean, your songs do have story to them, so that's kind of nice. A lot of the children's songs are just, they're really superficial, so it's kind of cool. I was listening to Brother before I got here, and that's a really pretty touching song. Do you guys have one song that you like performing most at any gigs, whether it be a festival or just playing together?
Yeah, we might have different ones. I think mine, I like to play Along for the Ride for audiences, and that's a song about my favorite stories and characters. It mentions Peter Pan and Odysseus and Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer and these kind of, you know, adventures we go on, but the need of having a companion with you that's going along for the ride with you and also being an active participant in those experiences.
Well, there's a song that we sometimes play as kind of an encore that's called Roll On River, and it's the last song on our Can You Canoe album, and it plays with the metaphor of the life of the river along with the life of the human, you know, and all of us. And so it's a simple message, but kind of gets a little deep there. And sometimes it works really well, and it kind of hits home pretty well there. We play it in kind of a gospel-y way, and it feels pretty good.
Well, let's do this one. We're going to just kind of relax on this next song, kind of enjoy the moment. All right, so everybody take a big, deep breath in with me. And out. That's nice. One more time. And out. Yeah, we're just going to sit back, maybe sit down on this next song, maybe go find somebody you came here with, a loved one. Just enjoy the afternoon here and try to be with each other. We're going to do a nice, slow song. This is one we wrote about our favorite stories. So listen carefully, see if you can figure out what stories we're talking about. Peter Pan could never understand why Wendy Darling wanted more than Neverland. But a lost boy always makes it on his own. So he never grew up and he ended up alone. But I would rather have you sitting here next to me, telling bedtime stories and singing harmony. Because that river is deep and that river is wide, and I'm gonna need you, child, to be my guide. And if we're gonna make it to the other side, it's gonna take more than just coming along for the ride. When Odysseus sailed the sea, he left behind Penelope. She waited years patiently him to come back from his odyssey. But I would rather have
have you sitting here next to me, looking at the map and telling us where we ought to be. Because that river is deep and that river is wide, and I'm gonna need you, child, to be my guide. And if we're gonna make it to the other side, it's gonna take more than just coming along for the ride. And he spent his days trying to catch her. But when Huck Finn came on the scene, Tom left Becky waiting upstream. But I would rather have you sitting here next to me, making hollyhock dolls under a cherry tree. Because that river is deep and that river is wide, and I'm gonna need you, child, to be my guide. And if we're gonna make it to the other side, it's gonna take more than just coming along for the ride.
Thank you. Do you guys want to hear some more live music?
Yeah!
All right. That'll be fair enough.
Cool.
Let's sing some more tunes. Actually, do you think we can do one about the river behind us?
Sure. Might as well.
Cool. Let's do that.
You know, a couple years ago, Joe and I, we took a long canoe trip down the Mississippi River. We came right by here, actually. It was a little less sunny day than it is today. I remember it well. Anyway, we were out there canoeing, camping every night, and writing songs about the river. And this is one of those songs that we wrote. This one's called Can You Canoe?
It's a good one for this festival, boats and bluegrass. Can anybody out there canoe? Raise your hand if you've ever been on a canoe or seen a canoe. There's a couple over there. How about maybe who's going to be on a canoe sometime this weekend? Couple people? All right. Well, good deal. Then you know they're boats, right? They don't have motors. They don't have sails. You got to paddle them. So get your paddles out like this. I'm going to teach you the state. Well, I guess it's the unofficial state dance of Minnesota. Everybody do it with me. It's called the paddle dance. Here we go. Shoo. 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 Other side. Shoo. 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 Very nice. That's the paddle dance. Just relax, sit back, do that dance a little bit. If you know the words, sing along. If you don't, sing along. I'm sure you'll pick it up.
We don't need a motor. We don't need a sail. And we don't need no fins or gills, and we don't need a tail. Let's just keep it simple. We'll each get an oar, paddle out to no man's lake, and float till we can't no more. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. If there's nothing better to do, I wanna float down a river with you.
Sing that part.
I wanna float down a river with you.
All right, get those paddles out. Let me see you do the paddle dance. There it is. Looking good.
We don't need no outlets. We don't need no wires. Primetime entertainment will be lightning bugs and fires. Let's just keep it simple, unplugged and outside. Sound waves on the water don't need to be amplified.
Here we go.
Can you.
Sing it again.
I wanna float down a river with you. I'll take the bow, brother. You can take the stern. I'll move us forward, and you choose when to turn. Let's just keep it simple. We all need a friend in this current moment, instead of looking around the bend.
Sing with us.
Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do?
Sing it again.
I wanna float down a river with you.
One more.
I wanna float down a river with you.
You've been listening to the fun sounds of Grammy Award-winning children's music act, the Okie Dokie Brothers, at Boats and Bluegrass 2014. I'm Terry Tenseth with the live feed, turning it back to Nick Strand as he visits with Joe Maylander and Justin Lansing, the frontmen of the Okie Dokie Brothers.
So, I mean, last question. Well, one of the last questions. What did you think of the festival so far, the people and the crowd? It's kind of got this certain aesthetic to it, and I have a lot of fun kind of seeing all the people wander in. And you guys are up on stage, so you can see a lot more than I can.
Yeah, no, this is a very cool festival. I think we like playing the daytime hours where the sun's out, but there's some shade, and everybody's just kind of laid back, relaxing, and in the moment, you know, you could really feel the energy of everybody just wanting to be here. And a lot of times, you know, it feels like people want to be elsewhere. But it's cool to see everybody just enjoying the moment with their families here.
Yeah, it's also cool. I mean, there's so much music, you know, there's all the way through the day and every hour on a different stage, you can just see so much stuff happening, different types of music.
And we ran into some of our old friends, too, because we, you know, in the Minneapolis bluegrass folk scene, you kind of get to know these bands, and to kind of see them again, it's been a couple of years, and it was just so nice to catch up with, you know, the Party Penguins and Boys in the Barrel are here, and Pert Neer and
Noah Levy
up there.
Koskinen.
Yeah, so very cool folks that we look up to.
I keep hearing that people always bump into each other. For Midwest Music Fest, I think it just speaks to Winona because it's such a small, tight-knit art hub. So that's really, really cool. Is there anything else you guys want to add? Maybe some advice to budding folk and Americana artists?
Yeah, let's see here. Well, for us, we're not the most technical pickers out there. We're not the quickest three-finger banjo players, or I'm not the best guitar soloist. By any means. And what it came down to for us, and this is just us, it might not be for everybody, but was finding out what our message was and who we are as songwriters and what our story is going to be. And we found that through taking these adventures and through our friendship. And I think that's what's resonated with our fans, kids, families, whoever it is, and that's what we get to do every time we play a show, is tell that story. While we might not be perfect on pitch or timing, you know, we are being ourselves, and if we can just be authentic on stage, then we're doing our job.
No, I think you said it. Joe nailed it.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for taking the time.
Yeah, sure.
All right, can we do one more song? Is that all right? All right, all right. We need to have a big old dance party, hootenanny, jamboree type thing now. Okay, so okay. Kids, go find your parents, right? Find a partner. Make your parents your partner, because this is a good one to get everybody involved in.
That's a good idea, Justin. The kids have been up here working hard the whole time, dancing.
Yeah.
Folks are back there sitting, relaxing. That's all right. But this one, we're going to have a big old family hootenanny, all right? So maybe some square dance moves, swing your partner, do-si-do. Go convince those grown-ups to stand up. And we want this whole area in the front with the grass and the dirt. We want that full of people, all right? Stomping, swinging their partners.
It's just one song.
Just one song.
That's all we ask of you.
That's right. Thanks so much for hanging out, guys. This has been really nice. We like this festival. We might just have to come back. All right, this one's called The Boatman's Dance. Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8. Swing your partner. And swing around. That's right.
Well, dance, boatman, dance, dance, I say. Boatman dance, dance all night to the break day. Boatman dance, boatman sing, boatman do most anything. When the boatman gets ashore, he rows the boat out on the dancing floor. Hi-ho, the boatman row, up and down the river on the Ohio. Hi-ho, the boatman row, floating down the river on the Ohio.
Swing around!
Well, grab your partner by the hand, grab her now, I say. Grab that gal by the itty-bitty hand, ain't gonna swing her all the night into the break of day.
Hey!
Boatman dance, boatman sing, boatman do most anything. When the boatman gets shore, rows the boat out on the dancing floor. Hi-ho, the boatman row, up and down the river on the Ohio. Hi-ho, the boatman row, floating down the river on the Ohio.
There they are, swing around in do-si-do. Clapping your hands. Woo! That's it. Swing them.
Now swing your partner around, around. Swing them around, I say. Swing that gal up and down around. You're gonna let her come on down around the break of day.
Yeah.
Boatman dance, boatman sing, boatman do most anything. When the boatman gets ashore, he rows the boat out on the dancing floor.
Hi-ho,
the boatman row. Up and down the river on the Ohio.
Have a good one.
Thanks, guys. Have a good festival. See you later.
See ya.
Thanks again to Joe Maylander and Justin Lansing for visiting with us on The Live Feed. More information about the Okidoki Brothers can be found at www.okie, that's O-K-E-E, Doki, D-O-K-E-E, .org, and on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM. On the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.